Class B Girls State Qualifier Basketball on the Tornado and Thunder Country 98.3 is brought to you by the Lemoore Chronicle, Litchfield Bulletin, Colon Messenger, Tri-County News, and Lemoore Printing, Interstate Engineering, Allied Agronomy, Butcher's Edge, James Valley Grain in Oaks, Verona, and Berlin, Lemoore Drugstore, Graham Lowe LTD, Economy Oil and Oaks, Oaks Family Pharmacy, Lemoore County Public Health, Oaks Truck and Trailer, Tara's Thrifty White Pharmacy in Oaks, CHI Oaks Hospital and Clinic, Colum Service, Domine's Sales and Service in Oaks, OST Distributing, Hometown Credit Union, Central Irrigation in Oaks, Infinity Ag in Verona, Lemoore Foods, Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Oaks, Sanford Health, B&B Seed and Judd, Custom Machine in Oaks, First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Farm Girl Floral and More, Hanson Lumber and Hardware in Gwinner, and the Sargent County District Health Unit. Now, Class B Girls State Qualifier Basketball.
We welcome you back inside the Louis Lee Fieldhouse on the campus of Mayville State University in Mayville, North Dakota. It is the 2025 North Dakota High School Activities Association Class B Girls Basketball postseason. Tonight's state qualifier features the runners-up in Region 2, the Benson County Wildcats, and the third-place team in Region 1, the Maple River Raiders. Happy to have you with us tonight at the Louis Lee. B.J. Walters with you. Maple River with a very nice performance on Thursday night in the win against the EKM Rebels to advance to this game. It was a game that they were in a year ago against Langdon Edmore Munich. They were down by 19 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, forced overtime, and won the game. And a week later, when we talked to Nathan Hoots, he said, look, we're a year ahead of schedule. Well, the schedule is right on now. And led by 1,000-point freshman Violet Richmond, they look for a return trip to the state tournament. For Benson County, they spent most of this season ranked number one in the state before a late loss to TGU and then a loss in the regional championship game to Langdon Area Munich on Thursday. So it's Benson County and Maple River. The winner goes to state to join these teams at the Class B state tournament. They are Kenmare Bowbells, who beat Bowman County 53-40. Linton HMB, who beat Hatton Northwood 48-43. Also in Class B, Lemoore Litchfield Marion. Also Langdon Area Munich. Berthold for the first time in 55 years. And Grant County Mott Regent Cinderella in this year's tournament. So that's the matchup tonight. It's Benson County and Maple River. When we come back, we'll recap what has already happened today in this gymnasium when the B-State qualifier continues in a moment.
Oaks Truck and Trailer Center makes our customer the first and only priority. We are a full-service center for diesel trucks, trailers, and engines with computer diagnostic capabilities and trained mechanics. Oaks Truck and Trailer has the largest on-hand parts inventory in Southeast North Dakota with daily deliveries to serve your needs. Open 7 a.m. until 11 p.m., 24/7 roadside and towing are available. 19 years in business and still growing to meet our customer needs. We look forward to seeing you in 2025. Oaks Truck and Trailer, just south of Oaks.
You are the winner when you bring your prescription and over-the-counter needs to Terrace 50 White Pharmacy in Oaks. They are ready to help you with products for medical, sports, vaccinations, and your over-the-counter needs. In a hurry, Terrace 50 White Pharmacy has what you need. Use the drive-up window for quick service. Terrace 50 White has it all. Call us at 701-742-3824.
Casino night is back and better than ever. Join CHI Oaks Hospital Foundation for a night of fun, excitement, and giving back. Casino night, Friday, March 14th at the Angry Beaver Lodge at 6 p.m. Enjoy the delicious buffet, silent and live auctions, games of chance, bingo, a cornhole tournament, and live music by the Woofers. Get your tickets in advance for just $50. Don't miss out on the fun and help raise funds for patient equipment needs. Casino night, March 14th at the Angry Beaver Lodge. Let's roll the dice for a good cause.
The final spot in the Class B state tournament at the Jamestown Civic Center will be decided tonight between Benson County and Maple River. In this gymnasium, already three teams have punched tickets to state tournaments. Plus, just for the fun of it, they had a college game here this morning, an NSAA semifinal game that saw the University of Jamestown get the better of Mayville State to advance to the NSAA championship. In the first game of the day, Thompson returns to state. It is not a big shock when this happens, but Thompson returns to state. 64-41 over Northern Cass. In that game, Hayden Crockett broke her sister Hallie's all-time scoring mark at Northern Cass. Then in the second game, the four-year drought came to a close for the Carrington Cardinals as they got the better of the Kindred Vikings, who lose in the state qualifier for a second consecutive year. 48-44, Carrington advanced in that one. And moments ago, Linton Hazleton Moffitt Braddock, a 48-43 win over Hatton Northwood to advance to the state tournament. We mentioned that Kenmare Bobels won. That's the other final from Class B today. Kenmare Bobels 53, Bowman County 40. One more game over in Minot tonight. That is Central McLean and TGU. We'll come back on the Gramlow LTD of Fullerton pregame report and present to you our Lemoore Drugstore starting lineups when the B State Qualifier continues in a moment.
Hey there, farmers. Ready to take your operations to the next level? See your friends at Colm Service, your local McCormick and Versatile Ag Equipment dealer. They've got everything you need to tackle any job on the farm. And let's get your older equipment in for inspections. Planning ahead saves a lot of time and hassle come spring planting. Call the shop phone 701-647-5856 to schedule your winter inspection for any equipment. Colm Service on the corner of highways 13 and 56.
Dominie Sales and Service in Oaks, your locally owned and operated feed store specializing in livestock feed, equipment, and supplies for all animals. Calving season is upon us. Be sure to get all the supplies you need, including tags, milk replacer, mineral, creep feed, and more. For more information on any of their products, just call 742-3081. Dominie Sales and Service, your one-stop feed and livestock supply store serving Oaks and the surrounding areas. Call 742-3081.
Are you tired of freezing in the winter or sweating in the summer before your drive? With a remote car starter from Oast Distributing, you can avoid all of that. Steve is installing the new DS4 Digitals as low as $550 installed. This two-way gives you up to a mile in range. Make sure your car is ready when you are at the perfect temperature. Call your low-cost Avital and Viper dealer, Oast Distributing, at 701-685-2660 today. That's 701-685-2660. Good luck to the EKM Rebels from Steve and Cammy Oast.
Are you looking for a financial partner that truly understands your needs? Hometown Credit Union is ready to help you achieve your financial goals. Whether you're upgrading your loader tractor or saving for your next family vacation, their local staff is ready to assist you every step of the way. From flexible loan options to competitive share accounts, you'll notice the credit union difference. Working with people who care. Visit hcuonline.com or come into your local branch in Culm, Ashley, Hazleton, Lincoln, or Medina. Member NCUA.
It will not be long after these games that the Class B state tournament bracket will be revealed. If earlier today is any indication, it took about a half an hour, that's all, for the Class A tournament to be revealed. The number one seed is Devil's Lake. They'll open against the 8-seed Dickinson Trinity. The 4-5 game, 4-seed Rugby, and 5-seed Thompson. Those are the evening games. The whole tournament starts with number 2 seed South Prairie Max and number 7 seed Turtle Mountain. And if you followed Class A, you know who that leaves. Number 3 seed Valley City and number 6 seed Carrington. That is the Class A tournament. And so we don't expect that you'll have to wait until, say, morning or anything like that to find out what the Class B field looks like. Now, no matter what the Class B field looks like, beginning at 12:45 on Thursday afternoon right here on KDDR The Tornado and Thunder Country 98.3, you will hear wall-to-wall coverage from the first opening tip until a champion is crowned. You will hear it all right here on KDDR The Tornado and Thunder Country 98.3. From the Jamestown Civic Center, Ricky Kloverkamp will head our coverage of what is affectionately known in these parts as the Beat. It is time for the Lemoore Drugstore starting lineups. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the number 3 seed out of Region 2, the Maple River Raiders. At one guard, they will start a 5'5 freshman, Abigail Kaloran. At another guard, a 5'8 freshman, 1,000-point scorer, Violet Richmond. At a forward, a 5'10 senior, Brielle Kaloran. At another forward, a 5'9 junior, Claire Ivory. And the third forward is 5'11 sophomore, or I'm sorry, no, that's not right, is 6-foot senior, Addison Hannick. For head coach Nathan Hoots, who is assisted by Tony Wendell and Mark Frost. And for head coach Brian Kenner, assisted by Kim Engstrom and the Benson County Wildcats, the home team on the scoreboard and the number 2 seed out of Region 2. It will start at one guard, a 5'6 junior, Ella Fawson. At another guard, a 5'7 freshman, Addison Fowles. The third guard is 5'8 junior, Aubrey Kenner. The forward, or actually the fourth guard, I should say, is 5'5 sophomore Caitlin Maddock. And the center is 5'11 freshman Lacey Fouch. There's only one roster, or one senior on the Benson County roster, and only 2 on the Maple River roster. These teams will be good for a little while. Benson County was ranked number 1 for most of the season. They're going to come out. They're going to play a 1-3-1. It's going to be aggressive. Offensively, they're a pick-and-roll team. And their big, Maddock, is outstanding at coming off the screen from Fouch and then having Fouch dive down towards the basket. So that is what Maple River will have to deal with tonight. And so that concludes our Gramlow LTD of Fullerton pregame report. When we come back, the opening tip of this Class B state qualifying game between the Maple River Raiders and the Benson County Wildcats when this B-State qualifier continues in a moment.
Introducing FieldNet by Lindsay's Pivot Control, the cost-effective remote controller that upgrades existing pivots to high-performance control technology. By retrofitting your existing system with Pivot Control, you'll have full remote control of pivots, pumps, and injectors with real-time alerts and status updates. Plus, it's compatible with most brands of pivots. For details about Pivot Control, talk to your local Symatic dealer or visit myfieldnet.com. General Irrigation in Oaks, 742-3223.
Did you know that Infinity Ag not only builds and reconditions planters, but they also buy, sell, trade, and finance? Are you in the market for a new planter? They will help you update your existing planter, find a planter, or build it new. The mission at Infinity Ag is providing technology-driven agricultural solutions to increase farm efficiency and stability. Planters are their daily focus. They are fully dedicated to your planting success. For everything planters, call Infinity Ag 701-432-1000 and follow them on social media.
Just walk through the front door and you can smell the freshness. At Lemoor Foods, they take pride in their aromatic baked goods, fresh cut meats, and perfectly ripe produce. Their weekly flyer has all the national brands you're looking for and cost-conscious value brands as well. Wishing the best of luck to the Lobos from your friends at Lemoor Foods, open Monday through Saturday from 7 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 4.
I'm Andrew Delabar, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. We're all about financial investments, but we also value the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of all local athletes and competitors. Call 701-742-3552 or visit edwardjones.com for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When life takes you out of the game, Sanford Clinics in Jamestown, Valley City, Oaks, Lisbon, Ellendale, Edgeley, Lemoore, Gwinner, Enderwin, and Foreman are here for all your health care needs. The teams at Sanford Clinic will get you back in the game, whether it's orthopedics, physical and occupational therapy, or chiropractic care. Visit sanfordhealth.jamestown.org or sanfordhealth.valleycity.org. Care close to home at Sanford Health in Valley City, Oaks, Lisbon, Ellendale, Edgeley, Lemoore, Gwinner, Enderwin, Foreman, and Jamestown. B&B Seed has been producing certified seed in the friendly town of Judd since 1980. Blaine and Blake grow their own test plots to ensure that they have the best varieties at very competitive prices. They have a convenient 70-foot scale on site, offer seed treatment services, custom seed cleaning, and carry several varieties of spring wheat, barley, and conventional beans, all tested and approved by the NDSSD. Call B&B Seed Farm at 685-2263 or 320-6038 or go online to bbseednd.com.
Custom Machine is your local source for metal, located in Oaks, North Dakota. Custom Machine stocks and sells a variety of metal products in assortment of grades, sizes, and thicknesses. From mild and stainless steel to aluminum and brass, call Custom Machine at 701-742-3188 for all of your metalworking needs. Check out their website at www.custommachine.net for more information. Custom Machine, located at 501 South 4th Street in Oaks.
About to be introduced. In fact, they're being introduced. We have the Maple River fans right around us. And the Benson County fans are across the way. This place is packed. If you were with us earlier for the Carrington game, I talked with their head coach, Andy Broughton, on our pregame about how today is just a great day for girls high school basketball to showcase this sport. And it is being showcased. Let me tell you that. A phenomenal crowd on hand. Maple River in their customary red, white, and blue. Blue jerseys, blue shorts, white script lettering with red trim. Benson County in all white with purple lettering outlined in gold. Benson County left to right. Maple River right to left. Who's going to take the final Eastern North Dakota spot in the Jamestown Civic Center on Thursday? Happy to have you with us on KDDR, the Tornado, AM 1220, and FM 98.3 Thunder Country. And before we begin, let's pause for station identification.
Class B state qualifier basketball on the Tornado, AM 1220, KDDR Oaks, 95.9 FM, K240CJ Oaks, and 100.3 FM, K262DH Oaks, and Thunder Country, 98.3, KXGT FM, Carrington, Jamestown.
Raiders win the opening tip. A basket cut is stolen away. Taken out of there by Caitlin Maddock. Maddock gets inside and misses. Rebound deflects down to Abigail Kaloran. And here comes Violet Richmond. Down the right side. Violet stops, goes, gets inside. Can't finish. The putback by Hannig goes in and one. Kicks for three for Addison Hannig. And all the Raider fans can get comfy. 2-0 Raiders. And the foul is the first on Addison Powell. The free throw is the three-point play. Three-zip Maple River. And here comes Maddock. against this 1v1 defense. There will be a lot of pick and roll in this game. Maddock dribbles right side, gives to Fawson. Top of the key, deflected ball, nearly stolen. Instead, it comes to Maddock, down low, getting inside and finishing with the right hand is Lacey Fouch. It's 3-2. At the other end, here comes Richmond. Kick it out, driving in Ivory. She puts it up too strong. Rebound comes down to Fawson. Here comes Benson County down the left side of the floor. Post entry picked off, but then given back. And stolen away again, this time by Brielle Caloran. Brielle all the way, spins and lays it up, missed it. Rebounding foul on Addison Hannig. And they call it on Abigail Caloran, not Hannig. I think Nathan Hoots will take that. You've got to keep Addison Hannig in this game to defend the post player Fouch. Driving left, Maddock, a runner, got it. Benson County by a point, and now here comes the half-court pressure. Well, no, not really. It is a 1-3-1, but a fading 1-3-1. Hannig up top for Abigail Caloran. Abigail drives left, gets it inside, stolen away by Fouch. The other way, here comes Kenner. Kenner stops and goes, makes the pass down low for the layup. To Addison Foul at six in a row, and it's 6-3, Benson County. Here's Violet Richmond, driving right, gets into the lane, little runner stuffed by Fouch. And a foul is called, and that one is on Hannig. Her first, team second, 6-3, Benson County on the Infinity Ag scoreboard. On the left side, dribbling with the right hand is Aubrey Kenner. Into the corner, open three, off the mark, rebound Hannig. Here comes Maple River. Benson County does not crash the boards. They want to get back and play defense. And a travel on Claire Irie, and a turnover. Straight away, Caitlin Maddock around a screen. Maddock goes right side. Fawson back to Maddock. Fawson on the right side. Maddock now on the left side as they switch the screen. Here's Kenner. Aubrey Kenner with 10 to shoot, 3 minutes in. Fawson, left side Maddock. Around a screen. Maddock gets in the lane and finishes with the right hand. It's an 8-0 run and an 8-3 Wildcats lead. Here comes Violet Richmond, crossing over left, continues to drive into the corner. Caloran a three, short. Rebound deflects down to Irie. She finds Caloran up top, who drives and kicks to Hannig, who gets in the lane and gets blocked. Rebound, Hannig back up and in. Addison with all five, it's 8-5. 4:20 to go, first quarter. On the Infinity Ag scoreboard, it's Maddock. Gives it to Fawson. Right wing corner, ball. Down into the post for Fouch, who scores. It's 10-5. Boy, Benson County is efficient offensively. My first look at them. Here is Abigail Caloran. Around a screen, gets trapped, has it taken away. Taken away, and a carry is called. A turnover. Goes back to the Raiders, and in for the first time comes Hallie Bassett. Bassett, the 5'7 junior guard, played sparingly in the state tournament last year. Here's Violet Richmond, driving left, goes into the corner for Bassett. Left wing, Brielle Caloran, who drives the lane and got fouled. And the foul is called on Caitlin Maddock, her first. Hannig throws in deep to Violet Richmond. back into Hannig. One dribble, spins, puts it up, missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds off Hannig. It goes to Benson County. On the Infinity Ag scoreboard, it's 10-5 Wildcats. Here's Caitlin Maddock. Maddock behind the back with a dribble, drives left, leaves left wing for Kenner. Kenner lost it out of bounds off of Abigail Kaloran. And checking in for the first time will be Sophia Satram, a 5'10 eighth grader for Maple River. Nathan Hoots has never been shy about playing young players, not once. And they contribute. On the left side, faking a three and driving right, Kenner. Up top for Maddock. Back to Kenner, angling right against the defense. Lost it. It deflects wide right for Fowl, who fires and hits. Three different players have 4 points each. It's 12-5 Wildcats. At the other end, Violet Richmond drives and kicks to Hannig at the midpost with a jumper that doesn't go. Rebound Kenner. Here comes Aubrey Kenner. Down the left side, gets into the lane, puts it up too strong, rebound loose on the baseline, taken in by the Wildcats, and then stolen away by Hannig. Here comes Violet Richmond, the freshman, on the right side, stops and goes, hesitates, finds Hannig wide open for two more. She's got all seven. It's 12-7. 2:20 to go, first quarter, Infinity Ag scoreboard. Wildcats the lead in the ball. Straight away, post entry, jumper, short, rebound, Brielle Kaloran. At the other end, it's Violet Richmond. Stops, pops a three, boom! Violet Richmond makes it 12-10. With 2 minutes, under 2 minutes to play in the first. Left wing faking a three, Kenner. Straight away now, she'll dribble to the right, pick and roll game. Gets inside, blocked, but it's out of bounds, it'll stay here. 1:43 to go, first quarter. On the Infinity Ag scoreboard, it's 12-10 Benson County, the winner of the state tournament. Off the inbound, getting inside Faust, she puts it in. She's got six. Fouch with six, and it's 14-10. Here's Violet Richmond at the other end. Violet crosses over into the lane. Violet up short, rebounded by Kenner. Here comes Aubrey Kenner. The other way, gets downhill in a hurry, puts it up, skips it over the rim, rebound Addison Hannig. What pace to this first quarter. Gotta love it. Down the left side, it's with Bassett. Into Hannig, who goes inside, offensive foul, second foul on Hannig, and immediately here comes Abigail Kaloran. And it's for Hannig with 1:08 to go in the first. She's got seven of the 10, but now she's got two fouls. On the left side, a deflected ball nearly stolen by Maple River's Violet Richmond. Up top, it's Maddock against a zone. Mid-post feed knocked away and stolen. Taken out of there by the eighth grader, Sophia Satram. At the other end, it's Kaloran, left wing, driving in. Brielle, all the way in. Banks it home. Brielle Kaloran makes it 14-12. 30 seconds left in the quarter. On the Infinity Ag scoreboard, Benson County with the lead in the ball. On the right side, Maddock a three. Got it. The shot making in this quarter has been something. 17-12. At the other end, Bassett, floater, short. Rebound knocked out of bounds to Benson County. Wildcats with the lead in the ball. Maddock, shot clock is dark. And a travel. No ball pressure. Aubrey Kenner just took a step. And now Maple River can have the final shot of this quarter before Benson County gets the first shot of the second quarter. It's Bassett. down the right side. Bissett with five, with four, gives it off. Bissett has to hoist a three, and it's a travel first with 1.3 left. Deep inbounds. Here's a three at the buzzer that's off the rim, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close, with the Benson County Wildcats leading the Maple River Raiders 17-12 on the Infinity Ag scoreboard. And this Class B qualifier continues right after this.
Success on the basketball court is the result of a strong culture, one that says we're all in this together. This is Brittany from First Community Credit Union. At FCCU, we want our agricultural producers to know we are in this together. Your financial success is important to FCCU, and we will work with you to evaluate your needs and what is best for your operation. At First Community Credit Union, you will be part of a successful team. Come see why. Life is better with community. Insured by NCUA.
Farm Girl Floral and More of Lemoore is happy to sponsor these games. Have you seen them lately? For a breath of fresh air, just step inside their cute farmhouse store for unique signs and rustic farmhouse decor. For North Dakota t-shirts and clothing, yummy cheese balls, soup and dessert mixes, and don't forget the flowers. They can personalize gift baskets and floral designs for any occasion. Visit Farm Girl Floral and More at 27 Center Avenue East in Lemoore. To order up a ray of sunshine, call them up at 883-5495.
It's a 17-12 Benson County lead after one. Benson County shot 57% in that first quarter. They keep doing that, they'll probably be in a good spot. A jumper from the left doesn't go. Rebounding foul on the just checked in Isabella Engstrom. Engstrom for Benson County, the 5'9 junior forward, picks up her first foul. Here's Violet Richmond. Violet dribbling with the right hand. Dribbles right, now left. Violet into the corner, faking a three and driving in is Claire Irie. She gets it right wing. Down to Hannig, who spins and gets blocked out of bounds. It'll stay at this end. Inside, Hannig banks it in. She's got nine, 17-14. On the right side, a three skips over the rim. Offensive rebound, put back there. Lacey Fouch with eight. It's 19-14. On the right side, Richmond stops, spins, kicks it towards Ivory, held ball. It stays with Maple River. Side inbound, and it's to the outstanding freshman Richmond. Now Kaloran. Kaloran dribbles left. Gives to Richmond left wing. Richmond has 3 points in the game. Picks it up, goes to Hannig. Right side, Kaloran drives the lane. Kaloran makes it in. Abigail Kaloran makes it 19-16, Benson County. At the other end, a three. Wide right, offensive rebound. Put back goes. Isabella Engstrom's first points, 21-16. At the other end, Irie to Richmond. Violet dribbles right down the lane, leaves for Hannig, who ball fakes, gets inside, finishes with the right hand. She's already got nine, make it 11. And it's 21-18 Wildcats. Through the middle, a pass down low to Fouch, who goes up and gets fouled. She'll shoot two. On the Infinity Ag scoreboard, it's 21-18 Wildcats. First Claire Irie foul. First free throw for Fouch is good, 22-18. Back in comes Ella Fawson. 22-18 Benson County. 5:51 to go, second quarter. And the free throw goes in, 23-18. At the other end, driving right is Richmond. Goes to the corner and a travel on Abigail Kaloran. Here comes Benson County with Caitlin Maddock. Left side, it's with Aubrey Kenner, who drives in, spins right, stops, leaves it for Maddock. Kenner, left wing. Post entry picked off by Brielle Kaloran. Here comes Brielle down the right side. Drives, puts it up, got fouled on the floor. Got fouled on the floor. And the foul is on Caitlin Maddock, her second. And back in comes Isabella Engstrom. Richmond to throw it in, rejected. Another throw incoming. Richmond throws it in deep towards Kaloran, deflected, it comes to Abigail Kaloran, who banks it in. Well, it works out. That's not how they drew it up, but it's 23-20. They don't ask how, they just ask how many. Here's a floater that goes for Maddock. And she's got nine, 25-20. At the other end, Brielle Kaloran gets inside, spins, kicks, three, Ivory, short. Rebound, Brielle Kaloran, right side. Brielle holds. Skips it left wing to Abigail Kaloran. Here's Richmond for a triple. Short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It stays here. Maple River still with it. Back in. Addison Fowle. Come on, Blue. In the post, it's Hannick. Extra pass to basket cutting. Abigail Kaloran, who lays it in. She's got six, 25-22. On the left side, a deep three is off the mark. Rebound, Brielle Kaloran. Three-point game. Here's Violet Richmond, 4:15 to go in the second. On the right side, Abigail Kaloran spins and gives to Brielle. She'll dribble left and then kick it to the corner. Ball faking is Ivory. She lost the ball. A steal. Here comes Benson County. Two on one. The layup goes. Aubrey Kenner, and a timeout is called by Benson County. A JVG timeout. 27-22 Wildcats. 3:55 to go in the second, and this B-State qualifier continues in a moment.
Hanson Lumber and Hardware in Gwinner wishes the Sargent County girls basketball team the best of luck during the regional tournament. Hanson Lumber and Hardware is your local hometown hardware store in Gwinner. They carry all the things you need: lumber and hardware, Valspar paint, tools, electrical and plumbing supplies, and so much more. Open Monday through Friday until 5 p.m. and Saturdays until noon. Stop by and check out your trustworthy hometown hardware store, Hanson Lumber and Hardware in Gwinner. Go get 'em, Bulldogs.
We can all play a part in keeping our community safe. Use NDTIP to communicate with local law enforcement anonymously. If you see suspicious activity or want to report an unsafe situation, submit a tip using the NDTIP app. Find it on Google Play or the App Store. And remember, the information provided to law enforcement is completely anonymous. Use NDTIP today.
Good luck, teams, in the regional girls basketball tournament from all of us at the Sargent County District Health Unit and the Sargent County Sheriff's Department.
It's 27-22 Benson County, and out of the timeout, Maple River with a basketball. From right to left, and a steal. And at the other end, Kenner lays it up, missed it. Rebound deflects out to Violet Richmond. She's got numbers. Richmond dribbles, stops, goes, gets inside, puts it up, missed it. And the rebound down to Benson County. Here comes Aubrey Kenner down the left side of the floor. Kenner dribbles left, stops, spins, fires down low for the layup. By Fowle, she's got six. And suddenly it's 29-22, the largest lead for Benson County. in the middle. A steal against the press. Up ahead. The layup goes for Maddock. Timeout, Nathan Hoop. All of a sudden, 31-22. And a JVG timeout. We'll take it as well. 3:10 to go in the first half, 31-22. And the B-State qualifier continues.
Attention, Cullum, Edgley, Gackle, Lemoore, and Litchfield community members. Stay connected with your local weekly newspapers. The Cullum Messenger, Tri-County News, Lemoore Chronicle, and Litchfield Bulletin. Packed with exclusive local stories, events, interviews, and all the stats on your favorite local teams. Delivered weekly to your inbox or mailbox. And they also offer a full-service print shop. Anything that can be printed on paper, they can do it. Call Lemoore Printing at 883-5393.
Like lightning, all of a sudden, Benson County up by 9. Here's Violet Richmond. In a bad spot, picks up her dribble and throws it out of bounds. A turnover. A deep inbounds to the post, and Fouts can't get it. Oh, Fouts did all the hard work, and it wouldn't go in. Brielle Kaloran at the other end. Gets inside, throws it up, travels. A turnover. Gives it back to Benson County. They lead by 9. Under 3 minutes until the Hometown Credit Union halftime report. We'll have stats, scores, and try to make sense of this day in Mayville. It's been awfully fun. Driving left, getting inside, finishing with the right hand is Aubrey Kenner, and all of a sudden the lead is 33-22, Benson County. Brielle Kaloran into the middle for Addison Hannig, left side, Bissett to Richmond. Violet gives back to Haley Bissett, and then Violet Richmond again around a screen. Violet drives right, pops from the elbow, and splashes it. 33-24, Violet with 5. At the other end, baking on a 3 is Fawson. Down to the post, Maddock. Deflected ball, stolen. Abigail Kaloran the other way. Kaloran crosses over, gets into the lane, finds Brielle, who lays it in. 33-26. Remember, they came from 19 down in the third in this game a year ago. 9-point game down to 7. And here's a 3 at the other end that's an air ball out of bounds. They can cut an 11-point lead deeper right here. Violet Richmond breaks the press down the right side. Violet trapped, lost it, stolen. Maddock the other way for Benson County. Benson County leading by 7, faking and now taking a 3. Kenner off the front of the rim. Rebound Abigail Kaloran. 1:10 to go in the first half. Maple River with the ball down 33-26 on the Infinity Ag scoreboard. Abigail Kaloran gives inside. Hannig up, no, but a foul. And Addison shoots 2. It's the first foul on Fouch. Free throws upcoming for Addison Hannig. The first one rolls home. She'll have a second. 33-27 with 64 seconds till the break. The second one rolls in. Off the front of the rim and in. 33-28. 13 for Hannig. Around a screen. Here's Kenner dumping it down low. The shot rolls in for Fouch over good defense from Hannig, who has 2 fouls. Right side. It's Brielle Kaloran picked off by Fouch. And here comes Maddock. Maddock, skip it, right side, down low, stolen nearly by Brielle Kaloran, and out of bounds. 7-second difference in the clocks. A short inbound, a layup and 1 for Fouch. And the foul is the second on Abigail Killoran. The first and only free throw is long. Offensive rebound. Loose basketball. Bissett on the floor diving for it. And a held ball will keep it with Benson County. Straight away, Maddock. No shot clock. 37-28. On the left side, holding is Kennard. Aubrey Kennard around a screen, drives right, gets into the lane, puts it up, puts it in. Aubrey Kennard makes it an 11-point lead again with 8 seconds, with 6 seconds. Hannig down the right side. Hannig to Brielle Killoran with two, with one. A three for Violet Richmond is wide right, and the half's over. What a half by Benson County. They lead 39-28 at halftime over Maple River. And we will have the Hometown Credit Union halftime report in just a moment as this Class B qualifier will continue right after this.
Interstate Engineering wishes all the teams in the Division B District 2 basketball tournament the very best of luck. Interstate Engineering is your locally owned civil engineering design firm. Interstate Engineering can handle legal, land, and construction surveying, along with GPS surveying. Interstate Engineering uses the GIS system and is registered in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota for all your surveying needs. Call Interstate Engineering in Jamestown today. Interstate Engineering, professionals you need, people you trust.
It's time to gear up for a successful season on the farm. And who better to partner with than your trusted Allied agronomist and the energy experts at Allied Energy. From planting to harvest, they've got you covered with tailored solutions to optimize your crop health and maximize yields. Plus, ensure your machinery never skips a beat with their reliable energy solutions. From high-quality fuels to lubricants and additives, keep your equipment running smoothly all season long. Visit AlliedAg.com today and let them help you set the stage for a bountiful harvest.
Absolutely nothing tastes better than a good cut of beef on the grill. If you want locally sourced premium cuts of prime rib, freshly processed steaks, meat bundles, and hams, you want Butcher's Edge, located on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgeley. Butcher's Edge also has all your meat and cheese trays, bacon, pepper steaks, summer sausage, and jerky for between-game snacking. Give them a call at 701-493-MEAT, Butcher's Edge on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgeley.
James Valley Grain of Oaks, Verona, and Berlin is your locally producer-owned and operated grain company and is proud to serve their communities. James Valley Grain offers all marketing alternatives and services. So when the time is right to market your grain, give them a call at 742-5200 or for up-to-date cash quotes, click on jamesvalleygrain.com or apply for our new phone app. That's James Valley Grain.
Hey there, Lemoore. When it comes to your health and well-being, trust the heart of our community, your friendly neighborhood Lemoore Drugstore. Whether it's prescriptions or everyday essentials, Lemoore Drugstore has it all. And don't forget, you can use their convenient app to order all of your maintenance medications to free up your time. Cheer on the home team, Lemoore Drugstore, where community and care come together. And check out their local merchandise, too, all made locally in the Bank North Mall.
It's the Hometown Credit Union Halftime Report from the Louis Lee Fieldhouse in Mayville, North Dakota. It comes to you with the score in this Division B state qualifying game. The Benson County Wildcats, 39. The Maple River Raiders, 28. And here's a look at our first half numbers. And boy, impressive for Benson County, I tell you what. 18 of 31, 58% from the field. 1 of 5 from 3. For 20%, 2 of 3 at the line for 67%. 14 points on 6 out of 7 for Lacey Fouch. 11 points on 5 of 8 from Caitlin Maddock. 6 each from Addison Fowle and Aubrey Kenner. And 2 for Isabella Engstrom. For the Raiders, 12 of 28, 43% from the field. 1 of 5 from 3 for 20%. 3 of 3 at the line score 100%. 13 points and 5 boards for Addison Hannig, 6 points for Abigail Kaloran, 5 for Violet Richmond, and 4 for Brielle Kaloran. The game was never tied. There is one lead change. The Raiders' biggest lead is 3, and Benson County's biggest lead is right now at 11 at 39-28. Some of the finer points, rebounding to the Raiders 15-13, but they have 4 assists and 13 turnovers, while Benson County has 6 assists and 7 turnovers. 5 assists in the first half for Aubrey Kenner. So all of that means that at the half, it's 39-28 Benson County. On the Hometown Credit Union Halftime Report, we'll come back and tell you what else is going on in North Dakota right after this.
Gramlow LPD of Fullerton specializes in maximizing your corn planter's performance. From testing meters to ensure precise seed spacing to designing simple or complex fertilizer systems, they've got you covered. Need to reduce your compaction? Gramlow can install a track system to eliminate yield-robbing pinch rows caused by planter tires. Call them today at 701-375-6330 or visit www.gramlowltd.com to learn how they can help your operation.
Did you know that Economy Oil and Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil and Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they are ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231. That's Economy Oil and Oaks, your locally owned bulk distributor.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription health and gift needs as simple as possible. This month, all jewelry is 30% off. New spring giftware and decor is now arriving. Do you need a card, birthday, anniversary, sympathy, or just because? They have a great selection for you at a great price. Experience the quality difference in your health care today. Oaks Family Pharmacy, 742-2118.
Y'all ready for this?
Back at Mayville State, 39-28 Benson County at the half. Other scores first in Class B. The other game being played right now, TGU leads Central McLean 30-29. Now, earlier tonight in Class B, Kenmare Bowbells beat Bowman County 53-40, and Linton beat Hatton Northwood 48-43. Don't forget, every single moment of the Class B State Girls Basketball Tournament at the Jamestown Civic Center is right here on KDDR The Tornado and Thunder Country 98.3. Ricky Cloverkamp will head the coverage for us. Earlier today in Class A here, Thompson 64-41 over Northern Cass, Carrington over Kindred 48-44. Second half is next. This has been the Hometown Credit Union Halftime Report. Can Maple River do pretty much what they did last year again? We're going to find out right after this.
Did you know that over 70% of high school students report not drinking alcohol in the last 30 days? Youth not drinking is the norm. You want your child to make informed decisions about alcohol and other drugs with reliable information about the dangers of use. Parents are the number one influence for youth. Communicate regularly. Show concern. Set clear rules. Be open and trusting. Parents do make a difference. Stay safe and best of luck, Lobos, from your Lamoure County Public Health Department.
Oaks Truck and Trailer Center makes our customer the first and only priority. We are a full-service center for diesel trucks, trailers, and engines with computer diagnostic capabilities and trained mechanics. Oaks Truck and Trailer has the largest on-hand parts inventory in Southeast North Dakota with daily deliveries to serve your needs. Open 7 a.m. until 11 p.m., 24/7 roadside and towing are available. 19 years in business and still growing to meet our customer needs. We look forward to seeing you in 2025. Oaks Truck and Trailer, just south of Oaks.
You are the winner when you bring your prescription and over-the-counter needs to Terrace 50 White Pharmacy in Oaks. They are ready to help you with products for medical, sports, vaccinations, and your over-the-counter needs. In a hurry, Terrace 50 White Pharmacy has what you need. Use the drive-up window for quick service. Terrace 50 White has it all. Call us at 701-742-3824.
Casino Night is back and better than ever. Join CHI Oaks Hospital Foundation for a night of fun, excitement, and giving back. Casino Night, Friday, March 14th at the Angry Beaver Lodge at 6 p.m. Enjoy the delicious buffet, silent and live auctions, games of chance, bingo, a cornhole tournament, and live music by the Woofers. Get your tickets in advance for just $50. Don't miss out on the fun and help raise funds for patient equipment needs. Casino Night, March 14th at the Angry Beaver Lodge. Let's roll the dice for a good cause.
Hey there, farmers. Ready to take your operations to the next level? See your friends at Colm Service, your local McCormick and versatile ag equipment dealer. They've got everything you need to tackle any job on the farm. And let's get your older equipment in for inspections. Planning ahead saves a lot of time and hassle come spring planting. Call the shop phone 701-647-5856 to schedule your winter inspection for any equipment. Colm Service on the corner of Highways 13 and 56.
Getting ready for the second half here at the Louis Lee. It's 39-28 Benson County over Maple River. Will be Raiders basketball to begin the second half. Last year, down by 19 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter was no problem. Surely 11 points at halftime is even easier. Surely. We'll see. Go, go! And I will just tell you, I was watching that game a year ago, and even I thought it was a lost cause, but it was not. Here's Violet Richmond. Gets trapped. Goes up top, stolen. Aubrey Kenner lays it in at the other end. 41-28 Wildcats on the Infinity Ag scoreboard. It's Abigail Killorn, dribbling left, stops, leaves for Hannick, skip it, Brielle, down low, Claire Ivory lays it up and misses. Rebound, held ball, it goes the other way.
Come on, Claire!
41-28 Benson County. They lead by 13, 35 seconds into the third quarter. And they have the basketball with Maddock handing it off to Fowl up top. To Kenner. Now Maddock, skip it, left wing, foul, drives in, dumps it down, comes back to her on a deflection. And now Abigail Killorn takes it out of her hands. The other way, it's Ivory, right side, Violet Richmond, dribbles right, angles back left, goes up top for Abigail Killorn in the corner, Richmond. Gets bumped, nothing called, dumps it down, kick out left wing. Claire Ivory thought about a three, instead pops from 14, blocked. Rebound, Maddock. Wildcats by 13. Maddock the other way. Dribbles left, gets around a couple of screens. Goes left wing for a three for Kenner that's off the mark. Offensive rebound, put back, Fouch doesn't go. And Brielle Killorn has a rebound. Killorn. Down the center of the floor, gets inside, lost it, saves it to Richmond. Up top, wide open, Abigail Killorn, three. Off the mark, rebound, put back, Hannig. Addison Hannig with 15, and it's 41-30. Here's Maddock, around a screen, goes left, gets downhill, missed it short. Rebound pops into the air. And it's loose on the floor. Held ball. It goes to Maple River.
Come on, Lowe, let's go!
You probably already know this, but Maple River is a co-op between Maple Valley, Hope, Page, Finley, and Sharon. Like I said, you probably already knew that. Violet Richmond. Up top, Abigail Killorn in the corner. Claire Ivory, skip it, wide open, Violet Richmond, need that three. Off the mark, rebound, put back, Abigail Killorn. It's down to nine, 41-32. Maddock, backdoor cut, and Kenner is fouled. She'll shoot two. And it's the first on Richmond. Kenner shooting two, her first one. is good. And it's 42-32 with 5:23 to go in the third quarter on the Infinity Ag scoreboard. Wildcats by 10, Wildcats by 11, 43-32. Raiders with the basketball. Abigail Kaloran to Violet Richmond. Brielle Kaloran back to Richmond. In the middle, Hannig, left side, Abigail Kaloran inside, floats it up, got fouled on the floor. And she was fouled by Addison Powell. Baseline inbound Raiders. They trail by 11. That was the halftime margin. Deep inbounds, picked off nearly. Instead, right side, Hannig can drive in, spin left, go right, up and under, and get fouled. Addison shoots two. And it's a second on Fouch. Hannig, front end, short. Back in comes Hallie Bassett. In for Claire Irie. Second one, Hannig got it. And it's 43-33 at the other end. Dribbling left is Maddock. Kick it, left wing. A right-hand drive for Kenner. In the corner, a lefty three is long and taken in by Violet Richmond. Not a good shot. Richmond the other way. Drives right, gets all the way in. Waits, finds Hannig, who lost the ball. Take it away. Here's Maddock the other way. Here's the layup that goes in and one. Brielle Kaloran called for the foul. Chance at a three-point play for Auburn Kenner. And it's 45-33. Kenner misses. Rebound. Brielle Kaloran. 45-33. Benson County by 12. 4:25 to play in the third. Kaloran, left side, Violet Richmond, back to Brielle Kaloran. Fires a pass right side, a Bassett three, short. Rebound, Hannig, one dribble, back up, blocked. Rebound, Violet Richmond shuffles it off. Kaloran's jumper is good. Abigail Kaloran with 10. 45-35, halfway mark of the third, Infinity Ag scoreboard. Benson County by 10. It's Maddock. Dribbling right, goes right side. Here's a three. That's good. Ella Fossen makes it 48-35. In the middle of steal. And then stolen back, but a foul is called on Abigail Kaloran. Her third. 48-35 Wildcats. Her and a timeout, Benson County, a JBG timeout with 3:45 to go in the third, 48-35 Wildcats. And this B state qualifier continues in a moment.
Dominie Sales and Service in Oaks, your locally owned and operated feed store specializing in livestock feed, equipment, and supplies for all animals. Calving season is upon us. Be sure to get all the supplies you need, including tags, milk replacer, mineral, creep feed, and more. For more information on any of their products, just call 742-3081. Dominie Sales and Service, your one-stop feed and livestock supply store serving Oaks and the surrounding areas. Call 742-3081.
Are you tired of freezing in the winter or sweating in the summer before your drive? With a remote car starter from Oast Distributing, you can avoid all of that. Steve is installing the new DS4 digitals as low as $550 installed. This two-way gives you up to a mile in range. Make sure your car is ready when you are at the perfect temperature. Call your low-cost Avital and Viper dealer, Oast Distributing, at 701-685-2660 today. That's 701-685-2660. Good luck to the EKM Rebels from Steve and Cammy Oast.
Got to get busy. It was 19 a year ago. It's 13 right now. 48-35. Straight away, it's Maddock against Violet Richmond. Hands it off to Kenner, who gets to the right elbow, then goes right wing. Kenner down low. Fouch puts it up. Missed it. Rebound, Haley Bassett. Hallie gets her I believe, third rebound at the other end. Brielle Kaloran puts it up, missed it. Rebound, Addison Hannig to Hallie Bassette, into Brielle Kaloran. Extra pass, Abigail, two more. She's got 12, 48, 37, Benson County. At the other end, it's Kenner driving baseline, spins right, and a travel, gives it back to Maple River. They're down 11. Here is Violet Richmond across the timeline. Violet, right-handed, pulls it back, holds, gets a high ball screen, turns it down. Violet down the lane, missed it, got her own miss, back up and foul. She'll shoot two. And that is the third on Fouch. The free throw for Richmond, right down the middle, 48 to 38, Benson County. Fouch checks out for Engstrom. 2:45 of the third, Infinity Ag scoreboard. Second free throw, 48-39, Benson County. Here's Maddock against Richmond. Maddock behind the back with a dribble, reaching in and called for it. Is Richmond. Here's Maddock. Left side, Kenner around a screen. Right wing, a three for Maddock is off the mark. Rebound, Addison Hannig. Maple River can cut it to seven, maybe six. Brielle Kaloran, left side. Bassette, kick out. Richmond thought about a three. Drives baseline. Violet Richmond is fouled again. This time by Maddock, her third. And Violet shoots two. So the two most important players for Benson County each have three fouls. As Richmond rattles home the front end, 48-40. They're not taking Maddock out. 48-41. They're both good. Nine for Violet. Maddock, left side. Kenner crosses over, goes left. Kenner fouled. And that's on Hannig. That's her third. So Kenner shoots two. 2:01 to go in the third. Benson County 48, Maple River 41. Free throws for Aubrey Kenner. Her first one is good. 49-41. Second one. Off the mark, rebound Hannig. Here comes Violet Richmond. The freshman skips it right side. Brielle Kaloran in the middle. Hannig right side. Getting inside and missing was Abigail Kaloran, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll go back to Benson County. 49-41. 105 seconds of the third. Maddock goes left. Gets to 15 feet. Gives to Kenner. On the baseline, lost it out of bounds. Good defense by Violet Richmond. 49-41 Wildcats. Maple River with a basketball. Violet Richmond gives to Abigail Kaloran. Right side, Hallie Bassette has it go through her hands. A turnover. On the left side, Bassette deflects it out of bounds. Up top, Maddock, 1:15 of the third. Benson County with the ball up 49-41. Around a screen, Kenner, right side, gets it back. Bounces a ball in the paint. Spinning is foul, and she traveled. Maple River doing enough to stay in it. Now can they hit a couple more shots? Here's Violet Richmond. Right side, Abigail Kaloran. She drives in, goes left side. Briella jumper, long. Rebound, Maddock. Not a bad look, just couldn't get it to go. And Maddock is fouled by Bassett. Her first, team's fifth, and free throws for Maddock. Maddock shoots two in an 8-point game, 51.6 third quarter, and the free throw goes in, 50-41. On the Infinity Ag scoreboard, the second one spins off, rebound Hannick, 50-41. This is the highest scoring game through three quarters that we've seen today here. On the right side, Brielle Kaloran, deflected ball, stolen, up ahead, numbers, look out. Here comes Kenner, down the lane, traveled. The amount of travels in this game, yikes. Not pretty, 50-41. Maple River with the ball, down by nine, final possession of the third. There's a 1 second difference. Kaloran, skip it left side, Bassett up top, skip it right side. Abigail Kaloran, left wing, Bassett. Gives back to Richmond, right side. Abigail Kaloran travels. 14.2 to go in the third, 50-41. Benson County, and they have the basketball. Here's Maddock with eight. Maddock, left side, Kenner. Kenner around a screen with three. With two, Maddock, a three at the buzzer is good. And that's how the third quarter comes to a close. 53-41. And this state qualifying game continues in a moment.
Are you looking for a financial partner that truly understands your needs? Hometown Credit Union is ready to help you achieve your financial goals. Whether you're upgrading your loader tractor or saving for your next family vacation, their local staff is ready to assist you every step of the way. From flexible loan options to competitive share accounts, you'll notice the credit union difference. Working with people who care. Visit hcuonline.com or come into your local branch and call Ashley, Hazleton, Lincoln, or Medina. Member NCUA.
Ready to support you. That's Zomatic Strong Point. Your Zomatic by Lindsay dealer is a knowledgeable pivot irrigation professional who will help you customize the right equipment for your operation. Our dealer network offers replacement parts for any brand of pivot, installation, and training. Superior service when you need it, and factory certified support for new products, electrical systems, design, and controls. Contact General Irrigation in Oaks, 742-3223, or visit Zomatic.com.
Benson County, and they double up. They get the first possession of the fourth quarter here. They lead by 12. And they just shot 40% in that third quarter. But they extended the lead by 1 point, 14-13 in that quarter. And a foul is called. And that is the fourth on Abigail Kaloran for Maple River. 53-41 Benson County Wildcats. And back in comes Claire Irie. Off the inbound, a deflected ball and a steal. Here comes Brielle Kaloran. Brielle down the line, stops, kicks. Richmond thinks about a three, does not take it. Swing it right side, Bassett into the corner, and Irie triple is off the mark. Rebound knocked out of bounds, should stay here, it does. 7:31 to go in the ball game. The winner to the state tournament in Jamestown. Here's a three for Bassett. Allie Bassett buries it, 53-44. Central McLean leads TGU 50-42 through three. in Minot on the left side. It's Kenner. In a 9-point game, Kenner was deflected by Bassett out of bounds. Now they're going to talk about it, and it is a deflection. So it'll stay right where it's at. Lobbed in, getting inside and traveling is Fouch. Raiders with the ball, down by 9, 7 minutes left. Here is Violet Richmond, the freshman. Crosses over left, now right. Richmond into the corner for Bissett. She catches and then goes back to Violet. Richmond, one hands a pass to Bissett, right side. Down low, Brielle Kaloran is fouled on the floor. And it's the fourth on Fouch. And again, Engstrom comes in for Fouch. Looks like a reverse football play here. And that's what it is on the inbound. Richmond throws it into Hannig, who's fouled by Engstrom. And Addison shoots two. It is a 9-point game with 6:45 to go. And we pause for station identification.
Class B State Qualifier Basketball on the Tornado, AM 1220, KDDR Oaks, 95.9 FM, K240CJ Oaks, and 100.3 FM, K262DH Oaks, and Thunder Country, 98.3, KXGT FM, Carrington, Jamestown.
Both are good, 53-46. B.J. Walters with you, sending one more team to the B State Tournament in Jamestown. 6:30 to play, 53-46, Benson County to have the basketball. Around a screen, dribbling left, Maddox. She gives to Kenner. Kenner from the elbow, hits. Aubrey Kenner with the jumper, 55-46. At the other end, Bassett bounces the ball up top to Richmond. Down to Hannig, who gets inside and finishes again. Hannig's been spectacular with 17. Beg your pardon, with 20. It's 55-48. At the other end, Kenner again from the elbow. 57-48, and Kenner has 17. At the other end, Bassett up top, Brielle Kaloran's three. Wide right and rebounded by Maddox. 5:35 to play, 57-48, Benson County to have the basketball. On the left side, it's Kenner around a screen. Kenner drives right, gets in the lane and lost it. Stolen away by Irie. Brielle Kaloran the other way. Brielle down the lane. Brielle puts it up, short. Rebound Maddox. She's got numbers. Maddox the other way. Maddox, extra pass. Kenner, no, but a foul. And she had to do it, did Claire Irie, her second. Kenner shoots a couple.
Come on, Blue. Come on.
57-48, Benson County. 5:11 to play. Kenner shooting two. Her first one is long. Second one upcoming. On the way, and good, 58-48. Kenner's got 18. Violet Richmond dribbles left, now right, goes to the corner. Irie, skip it, Bassett, left side, off of Brielle Kaloran. She picks it up, and a timeout is called, a JVG timeout by Nathan Hoots. We'll take it as well. With 4:56 to go in Benson County, up 58-48.
Did you know that Infinity Ag not only builds and reconditions planters, but they also buy, sell, trade, and finance? Are you in the market for a new planter? They will help you update your existing planter, find a planter, or build it new. The mission at Infinity Ag is providing technology-driven agricultural solutions to increase farm efficiency and stability. Planters are their daily focus. They are fully dedicated to your planting success. For everything planters, call Infinity Ag 701-732-1000 and follow them on social media.
It is a 58-48 Benson County lead over Maple River with 4:56 remaining. Been a raucous atmosphere here at the Louis Lee. Off the inbound, Richmond. I have no idea why you threw an inbounds pass there. In the corner, and it stays with Maple River. I have no idea why you throw an inbounds pass there. Not the right pass. Right into the corner where the trap was coming. They're lucky to get away with that, by the way. Maple River, throw it in deep, and a foul is called on Kenner, her first. Third team foul with 4:50 left. It's Violet Richmond at the head of the key. Richmond dribbles right into the corner for Ivory. Skip it, top of the key. Kaloran couldn't grab it, so instead it's a Richmond three. That's off the mark. Rebounding foul is called on Brielle Kaloran. Her second. And back in is Fouch with four fouls. Here's Maddock. Right-handed dribble across the 10. Maddock dribbles with the right hand now. Goes left side to Kenner. 4:20 to play. Kenner down the lane, stops, tries a blind pass, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay at this end. Kenner to throw it in. Left side, gets it back. Kenner thought about a three, did not take it. 58-48 for Benson County. A floater for Kenner. She's got 20. It's 60-48 Wildcats. Abigail Kaloran, a runner, got it. She's got 14. 60-50 with 3:54 to go. Benson County with the ball in the lead. It's Maddock. Two Maple River girls running to each other. Maddock down the lane, blocked out of bounds by Hannig. And back in is Hallie Bassett for Claire Ivory. Thrown in, deflected out of bounds by Bassett. 3:43 to play. 60-50 on the Infinity Ag scoreboard. The Wildcats lead the Raiders. And Benson County with the ball. Baseline inbound, 23 to shoot. It's Kenner, right wing corner three. Short rebound, offensive rebound, knocked away, stolen by Brielle Kaloran. And here comes Maple River. One-handed pass too far for Hallie Bassett and out of bounds. A turnover. On the left side, Maddock. Deflected ball, nearly stolen. She gets it back. And now Maddock down the left side. 3:20 to play. Into the post. Fouch up and off the mark. And a rebounding foul is called on Foul, her third. Third team foul. At the other end, Abigail Kaloran spins right, gives to Brielle. Skip it, left side, Bassett. Gives to Richmond, need that three, got that three. 12 for Violet, 60-53 Benson County, 2:51 to go, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Benson County against this 1-2-1-1 press. Through the middle, Maddock into the front court. Maddock goes right side, a three in the air is short and out of bounds to Maple River. You should not be shooting that with less than 3 minutes to go. You should run the clock. You're up by seven. That's a poor shot. And it keeps the door open for Maple River here. Violet Richmond, right side. Abigail Kaloran back to Violet Richmond. Left wing, Brielle Kaloran. Brielle holds up top for Richmond. Drives right, leaves right wing. Abigail Kaloran tries to dribble through and lost the ball. Here comes Benson County with 2:20 to play. And it's with Kenner. Left side. Maddox dribbles right. Gives to Kenner. 2:05 to play. One more possession of defense for Maple River. This is probably the last one. 2 minutes left. Benson County with the ball. Maddox has it taken away. Addison Hannig. Here comes Maple River, and a foul is called, and that's 4 on Maddox. And it puts them over the limit. Maddox has 4, Fouch has 4, and free throws for Abigail Kaloran, who has not been to the line tonight. She could potentially cut the lead to 5 with under 2 to play. Kaloran, long. Timeout Benson County, a JBG timeout. We'll take it as well. 60 to 53 Benson County, 1:51 to go.
Just walk through the front door and you can smell the freshness. At Lemoore Foods, they take pride in their aromatic baked goods, fresh cut meats, and perfectly ripe produce. Their weekly flyer has all the national brands you're looking for and cost-conscious value brands as well. Wishing the best of luck to the Lobos from your friends at Lemoore Foods, open Monday through Saturday from 7 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 4.
Benson County with 1:51 to go, and Abigail Kaloran shooting a free throw for Maple River to try and make it a 6-point game. Kaloran, it's a 6-point game. She's got 15. Now the press. Maddox throws it up ahead. Numbers, big time numbers for Benson County. Fouch gets the layup. 62 to 54, Benson County. And a double dribble is called. Baseline inbound and a bucket here probably sends you to the Civic Center. Right side. Holding is Fawson. Gives to Maddox. Maddox holds, spins left. Goes to Kenner. Kenner fouled by Bassett. They had one to give, actually. That's the last one to give, second on Bassett. You'd almost rather not have one to give there. Nonetheless. It's Maddox. 62 to 54 Benson County. Maddox leaves it up top. Kenner. Maddox gets trapped. 105 to play. Maddox. And a foul is called on Abigail Kaloran, and she just fouled out of the game. Great performance by Kaloran. Fouls out by 15, or with 15. And back in comes Sophia Satram. Free throws now for Maddox. 1:05 left. The first one is good. 63 to 54 Benson County. Second one. Off the mark. Rebound Brielle Kaloran. 1 minute left. They need a miracle. Kaloran dribbles left, spins right, gives to Richmond. Violet drives and kicks. Bassett, they got to get a shot up. Here's Richmond. Violet behind the back with now a 3 in the air. Short rebound. Bassett, she's fouled. Fouled by Maddox, who's gone. That's her 5th. 16 for Maddox. Free throws for Bassett. You need these to go in, and then you need a whole lot of things to go right afterwards. Backing Claire Irie. 63-54, Benson County, 47.6 remaining. Bassett's first free throw is off the front of the rim. Short. 63-54, the second one. Off the outside of the rim. Rebound, Benson County had it. And a timeout, Benson County. I did not think she had possession, but she did. And so we'll take this JBG timeout as well. 45 seconds left, 63-54 Wildcats.
I'm Andrew Delabar, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor. We're all about financial investments, but we also value the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of all local athletes and competitors. Call 701-742-3552 or visit edwardjones.com for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When life takes you out of the game, Sanford Clinics in Jamestown, Valley City, Oaks, Lisbon, Ellendale, Edgeley, Lamorque, Winter, Enderwin, and Foreman are here for all your health care needs. The teams at Sanford Clinic will get you back in the game, whether it's orthopedics, physical and occupational therapy, or chiropractic care. Visit sanfordhealth.jamestown.org or sanfordhealth.valleycity.org. Care close to home at Sanford Health in Valley City, Oaks, Lisbon, Ellendale, Edgeley, Lamorque, Winter, Enderlin, Foreman, and Jamestown.
Maple River has the possession arrow, but they need a miracle. Down by 9, 45 seconds left. It's been done. Just ask Northern Iowa. On the right side, a good trap, but then they break the press, and a foul is given by Richmond, which will send foul to the free throw line. Coming up, we'll have stats and a recap of it on our postgame report. Two free throws for foul. The first one is good, 64-54. The second one. Off the mark, rebound Brielle Kaloran. Here she comes, one of the two seniors on this roster. Brielle dribbles forward, stops, gives to Hannick, the other senior, who throws it up, missed it. Rebound Benson County. And they foul again. Kaloran fouls Kenner. Kaloran's third. It's 64-54, and the Wildcats can taste the food of the Civic Center. The first free throw is good for Kenner, 65-54. I don't think there's a lot of shame in losing to Benson County in a state qualifying game. This is a pretty gosh darn good basketball team. Rattled home with the second one, 66-54. At the other end, foul called. So free throws for Violet Richmond as the second foul on Aubrey Kenner. Violet will shoot two to try to get 13 and 14 on points. Her first one's good. 66-55. 66-55, it stays. Rebound Benson County, and there's the foul. Hannah gets her fourth. Free throws at the other end for Isabella Engstrom to set Benson County's final total, I think. The first one is long. 66-55 Wildcats. Second one for Engstrom is good. 67-55. at the other end. Driving in, kick out, left wing, and Ivory 3 is off the mark. Rebound put back Hannig. Two more for Hannig to set the final score. Well, not to set the final score. A foul on Kaloran. Free throws upcoming, 67-57. Two shots upcoming for Canner. And they did call it an intentional foul. So two shots to set the final score. And the first one's good, 68-57. Second one, Kenner got it, 69-57. And now they'll inbound. Addison Hannig checks out for the final time. And the team that has spent the most time at number one will have a chance to win a championship. Vincent County is going to the state tournament. They've beaten Maple River 69-57. They storm the court. In celebration, the players do. They've won it 69-57, and our post-game report is next when the B region or B state tournament qualifier continues in a moment.
B&B Seed has been producing certified seed in the friendly town of Judd since 1980. Blaine and Blake grow their own test plots to ensure that they have the best varieties at very competitive prices. They have a convenient 70-foot scale on site, offer seed treatment services, custom seed cleaning, and carry several varieties of spring wheat, barley, and conventional beans, all tested and approved by the NDSSD. Call B&B Seed Farm at 685-2263 or 320-6038 or go online to bbseednd.com.
Custom Machine is your local source for metal, located in Oaks, North Dakota. Custom Machine stocks and sells a variety of metal products in assortment of grades, sizes, and thicknesses. From mild and stainless steel to aluminum and brass, call Custom Machine at 701-742-3188 for all of your metalworking needs. Check out their website at www.custommachine.net for more information. Custom Machine, located at 501 South 4th Street in Oaks.
Success on the basketball court is the result of a strong culture, one that says, we're all in this together. This is Brittany from First Community Credit Union. At FCCU, we want our agricultural producers to know we are in this together. Your financial success is important to FCCU, and we will work with you to evaluate your needs and what is best for your operation. At First Community Credit Union, you will be part of a successful team. Come see why. Life is better with community. Insured by NCUA.
Just like that, we've got a Class B state tournament, the Benson County Wildcats, 69-57 over the Maple River Raiders. Central McLean has beaten TGU 67-57. Here's your state tournament. Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion, Langdon area, Munich, Berthold, who should be the number one seed, Grant County, Mont Regent, who might be the number eight seed, Linton HMB, Benson County, Kenmare Bobels, and Central McLean. Let's give you a recap of this one. Benson County for the game shot 51%, 26 of 51. They were 3 of 13 for 23% from 3 and 14 of 22, 64% at the line, led by 24 points from Aubrey Kenner, 16 each from Caitlin Maddock and Lacey Fouch, 7 for Addison Fowl, and 3 each for Isabella Engstrom and Ella Fawson. For Maple River, they shoot 40%, 21 of 53. They were 3 of 14 from 3 for 21%. and 12 out of 17, 71% at the line. 22 points and 12 rebounds in her final game for the program for Addison Hannig. 15 points for Abigail Kaloran. 13 points for Violet Richmond. 4 points for Brielle Kaloran with 8 rebounds in her final game with the program. And 3 points for Hallie Bassett. The game was tied never. The lead changed hands once. Maple River's biggest lead was by 3 early. Benson County's by 13 at the start of the second half. Rebounding was 38-21 Raiders, but 7 assists to 23 turnovers against 10 assists to 15 turnovers for Benson County. So, the state tournament is set, and what that means is this. Thursday, 12:45, we have wall-to-wall state tournament coverage right here on KDDR The Tornado and Thunder Country 98.3. Ricky Klaverkamp will head our coverage as we bring you every game until a champion is crowned on Saturday night inside the Jamestown Civic Center. My thanks to everyone here at Mayville, including Dave Nelson, the tournament director, not just tonight, but all week for the A2 tournament as well. Now, speaking on behalf of everyone here, my name is BJ Walters. One more time, wall-to-wall tournament coverage beginning Thursday, 12:45 p.m., right here on KDDR The Tornado and right here on Thunder Country 98.3. No need to go anywhere else. We got you covered. And until then, good night from Mayville, North Dakota.
Class B Girls State Qualifier Basketball on the Tornado and Thunder Country 98.3 has been brought to you by the Lemoore Chronicle, Litchfield Bulletin, Colon Messenger, Tri-County News, and Lemoore Printing, Interstate Engineering, Allied Agronomy, Butcher's Edge, James Valley Grain in Oaks, Verona, and Berlin, Lemoore Drugstore, Graham Lowe LTD, Economy Oil in Oaks, Oaks Family Pharmacy, Lemoore County Public Health, Oaks Truck and Trailer, Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy in Oaks, CHI Oaks Hospital and Clinic, Cullum Service, Domine Sales and Service in Oaks, OST Distributing, Hometown Credit Union, Central Irrigation in Oaks, Infinity Ag at Verona, Lemoore Foods, Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Oaks, Sanford Health, B&B Seed and Judd, Custom Machine in Oaks, First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Farm Girl Floral and More, Hanson Lumber and Hardware in Gwinner, and the Sargent County District Health Unit. The proceeding has been a presentation of I3G Media Sports.